Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to tell you what I end up doing. I read this and I look around. I'm like, can anyone see that? This is crazy. I want to go back to reading Pro Football Talk. This is nuts. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, hello there.
Hello there.
What was that? A frog in my throat.
What's happening? Looks like a frog.
No,
I'm
a neck. I got a little turkey. Happy Thanksgiving. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Calm Down podcast. We have got a lot of things to discuss today. And if I interrupt this podcast because there's a call from an Uber driver,
it will be
my greatest call because I lost my wallet in an Uber last night with Aaron. Wasn't even intoxicated.
No.
And we were just chatty McChattersons, and I put my phone or my wallet, whatever, my fucking stupid purse in the back seat. And I think it fell out back there. So if anyone knows other ways to get a hold of your Uber driver other than the app, so you can return, such a pain in the ass. Is it a bigger pain in the ass to lose your wallet or your phone? We will discuss that along with Taylor Swift's new album.
I'm excited about that.
Korean skincare. Aaron is fired up about Korean skincare. I don't even know what this is about, but I'm excited to hear about it. What else you got for us today on the big show?
Oh my God. I might as well lose my wallet because of what I spent on Korean skincare. Dove Bar. And I don't mean the chocolate one. This is not an ad. I want it to be an ad. Carissa, I've told you about the Dove Care, the Dove Bar,
yeah,
and what it can do for your life.
Oh, yeah. And so is Faith Hill. There's more on that. I don't even think you know that component of it.
Mm-hmm. And again,
I hope to find my wallet.
Yep.
And then also I had a scare at the vet. I'm going to chat about that. Yeah. I'm going to become a veterinarian. Then we got some great headlines. So it's going to be a great big show. Let's jump right into it. Taylor Swift shocks us all and releases not one, but two albums. This gal, she's good. She is an unbelievable, the marketing genius of her and Tree and the whole team.
All of them.
Oh my God.
You know what I've been dying to tell you, or did I already tell you? You know how when we found out on Sirius Radio Channel 13, which it's been there the whole time. And when we found out it was announced, she was doing it. And we were like, she's so fascinating. Carissa, she did that so the new album could be played on it.
So smart.
Genius.
So smart.
Go ahead. Like,
everyone, I always say that people, sporting events should study the masters on how that event is run. Mm. Everything is so precise and brilliant, a tradition unlike any other. Everyone needs to study. If you're in the music industry, if you want to have a brand, if you want to be a famous, whatever, yes, you do have to have talent. Study how this woman does everything.
She's
like,
great.
Even from like the YouTube short little videos to everything, it is just a masterclass. Harvard should be teaching a Taylor Swift class.
Yeah. Somebody is. I know there is somebody out there doing it. Last night when we got home, I sat and I watched this YouTube video of the Easter eggs she plants. And like, It's all thought out. I mean, we've discussed it before. She's really smart. She uses some words I had to look up. The title of this song with Travis.
We had to Google what alchemy was. You and I both did. We're on our text chain and she goes, just Googled alchemy. I was like, already did it an hour ago. Should have sent it your way. My bad.
Fortnite means 2 weeks. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was a video game.
Yeah, but it means like in old English, I'm absolutely butchering this. You know how smart I am. It means 2 weeks. So 2 weeks of my life. Wait.
Oh, really?
I die for the song. Wait, hold on. What's it called? Oh, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Have you gone there?
Yeah. So here's what I did. I did the preview. I was on the phone with you. I did of all the songs just really quickly. Now I need to do a deep dive with the lyrics because I'm a lyric person. So I need to sit down. But I did do the lyrics on the Amy song. Tough.
Tough. I mean,
there's a lot of different things going on here, but I need a guide to help me through what a lot of these songs mean. And are we sure they're about so-and-so and so-and-so? Right. Like, what's happening?
This one and every girl. And somebody said this to me, like, you know, when we talked about going through the fertility journey and having to shoot up or just learning that you've, like,
my seven divorces and have to go leave work to go deal with drama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We always talk about how women have to deal with it differently. And I am dying. This song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, is basically talking about her heart being broken. She's on tour. She's doing all this stuff. She has to be on.
Hit your mark.
The end of this song is money. We are not friends with Taylor. We are in our minds. But I know when we end up having one night with her, I feel like she's going to love us because her fucking humor is so us, where she's at the end of the song and it's talking about, you know, you're good and I'm good. And then she like literally like speaks in the song because she goes, because I'm miserable and nobody even knows. Like, it's funny.
I know. She's great. Everything about her is. And, you know, and so then because, of course, on Instagram where it's like, if you like one, like all I get is Taylor Swift videos and rescue dog videos. And it's like I have, you know, I have such trauma when I'm scrolling because it's like good Taylor Swift. And it's like, then rescue this dog. He's been in the shelter for a month. I'm like, it's Jim. The roller coaster of emotions on the Explore page is crazy. But she is so.
She's great.
I just feel like she's like one step ahead of everyone else, but also like so genuine about everything and honest about stuff. I don't know. I just love her. I think she's great.
I mean, the high school song, Are You Gonna Marry, Kiss, or Kill Me? It's all just a game, but I'm betting on all three. I like privately got turned on. I was like, this is incredible. The old part where she's like brand new, full throttle. I was like, this is like a romance novel.
Have you ever read one of those?
Yeah.
What?
Because you all have? My friends. Well, I'm halfway through one. I feel like I'm reading one with the Taylor Swift album. No, because all my friends are into it.
No, are you kidding me? You're reading
I'm
a romance
through
novel.
One.
I'm reading how to like find peace in my life, and you're reading a Danielle Steele romance.
Look at my
novel?
Face. I should find peace in my life. Yes, I have a crazy group of hockey wives that have me in this romance novel book club. One of us is totally appalled and upset. Our other friend, Jackie Quick, is going, you know, it's fiction, right? Like,
wait, is this so like you're reading it? Are you like getting turned on? Because it's like very graphic, these books, no?
No, I'm going to tell you what I end up doing. I read this and I look around. I'm like, can anyone see that? This is crazy. I want to go back to reading Pro Football Talk. This is nuts. Erin on the plane.
I don't even have my ears
double pierced like this. Has her romance novel in a like a football preview magazine, like looking around to see like, what she's doing. Seriously.
The Kansas City Chiefs and all their Super Bowls. And like, it's like, he took her off the horse.
Ruby Ranch, you get it. That's not the bunny ranch. That's not what we're doing up there. But my God, I got to get a romance novel.
I got to be honest. It's slow reading for me. I'm more like, oh, it's draft this week. What are we doing with the number one, number two pick? My husband's like, don't you want to read the romance novel? No. What are the Commanders doing? What's Minnesota doing for a quarterback? He took the saddle off the horse. Oh, but are they going to sign Justin Jefferson? That's the problem with my life right now. Can you imagine? We talked about this, Carissa. If you and I wrote an album, it'd be like, I'm trying to read a romance novel.
No, you know what we're going to do? We're going to write a song. We're going to write a Taylor Swift-inspired song. We're going to have it with some great lyrics, and we're going to present it to all of you guys next week.
Hey, we got to talk about this because we talked about this in the car and we also texted about
this.
Still
no missed calls from an Uber driver.
Shit. Fuck. Putting a bow on our Taylor Swift conversation. Mm-hmm. The fact she can just pour her heart out, put people on notice, it's awesome. It's made me think about a few songs I'd write. I know are thinking about
I got 42 songs. I got 42 names of certain individuals, and I would be capitalizing all the letters, okay? You wouldn't have to do down 4, across 5, and try to figure out whose name I'm saying. You could fucking figure it out real quick. So everyone that's ever pissed me off should be terrified because I'm coming out with my own album.
Sure.
You know?
And tour. Mm-hmm. I'll be making up the choreography for it.
Okay. Taylor Swift, we love you. You're the absolute best.
We love
best.
You so
speaking
much.
Of which, can you please lock down the dates in June? Enough's enough. Steve has asked me 97 times. I go, okay, call
I'm waiting
Erin.
For something
she has
with
a child's
Jose
birthday
Diaz.
Party.
No, it's not even that. It may be something else. Well, we got to talk. But Taylor, okay. We're coming for
we're
you
coming.
In London.
Watch
we just
out.
Don't. I know you don't care, but
I found
care.
My passport. I don't have a wallet, but I found my passport. Yeah. I'm getting to
Taylor,
London
Tree,
boy.
We're coming for you. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Erin, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me, floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember, Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/giftfinder.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, you want to talk about Korean skincare, which will start from the beginning of this. I don't know what this is about.
I know that we can't have a lot on your plate app-wise and things to be on, but I need you to get a TikTok account because I'm only on it for stupid things. And Korean skincare is definitely not stupid, but... I can't stop. I was in the car yesterday for an hour, 45 minutes when apparently there wasn't supposed to be any traffic. And I got to tell you, Korean skincare is all the rage.
I love when you do that. I got to tell you. That's such an
I feel like I'm in a player meeting. I'm in a production meeting with Sean Payton. Now the player, look here, the player, I got to tell you. He's in the building. Korean skincare is all the rage.
Okay, what does that mean? Like, it's a Korean brand skincare? Like, it's
all all these women have gorgeous skin, glass skin. They do all these different steps. They're very big on double cleansing. You do a quick oil cleanse. I bought an oil cleanse yesterday that apparently takes the blackheads and sebum right out.
Okay, well, can I ask you, so it's not just one brand, it's just Korean skincare across the board.
Oh, yes. That's not the name of the brand. It's like, you know, we have American skincare, European, Italian. This is Korean skincare. They're very big on glass skin. I don't know. I may be too old for glass skin, but they are into double cleansing. They're very into toners, very into a serum.
How do you feel about a toner? I always skip that step because I don't think I need it, but it sounds like I do.
If I can get the skin that these women have, I'll be toning it all day long. I need to tone it down.
My ass and my skin.
Sure.
Hey, can you elaborate a little bit? Because I'd like some more information. Is this like, can you tell me what kind of brands we're working with? Or is it all over the place?
All over the place.
Because you know I don't need 97 steps. I'm good on like one-stop shopping.
There's some steps. But what I would really like to do is go to downtown LA. They have some of these like Korean drugstores that carry. And apparently when you go, according to the TikTok people I've been looking at, they will actually walk you through the steps you need. Another thing, Koreans are very big into.
You know my nail lady who like I love. She's always giving me a magic potion. In fact, I've got three of them in the fridge right now. Have I used any of them? No. But also Lynn's sketchy because she gives me these. She gives me these potions, but they have like a prescription thing on the front of it, but she's taken the name off the front of it. So I don't know whose prescription I'm using. I know, but you know me, I don't ask questions.
No.
I showed on our IG that box cutter that she uses on my face. You would be mortified. You're ripping toys out of Max's hand in the class, the Gymboree class. I am using a box cutter that she just opened up new OPI colors with. Doesn't bother me. I'm not looking like glass.
Oh my God. Maybe that's not part of the Korean skincare routine.
Well, I don't know. But okay, let's go take a field trip.
One
to downtown
thing.
LA. And
yeah,
we'll go.
I would love to with you. Apparently, their sunscreen is unbelievable because they don't want to get sunburned. There's rice and probiotics in it. That's what I've gathered.
Great.
And you know how somebody told me, and I don't know if this is
that's
true.
What I've gathered.
Somebody told me when they were working with rice water, women were finding like their hands were looking so good because the rice water was getting on their hands. I don't know. This could be complete bullshit. Exactly why I should be studying the draft and not Korean skincare, but I'm interested.
Well, there's time to do both. Okay. Read romance novels, have great skin, and know who's going first overall. Caleb? Okay. Still don't have a missed call from my Uber driver.
Is it on Do Not Disturb?
No, it's on loud. So we get it. I lost the wallet. The problem that I'm having here with this, other than the annoyance of just having to reorder all the shit, is I've been really good about not losing stuff. Like I misplaced the freaking passport because I had to hide it because after the break-in, I hide anything that's valuable.
Yeah.
But like I used to be the queen of like just
Hansel and Gretel, like leave shit around and like not care, or not that I didn't care. I just was like being irresponsible. Like, hey, put your sunglasses in the case. Let's not scrape them. Like, let's just take care of our stuff. And I've been so good about that lately. And I just feel I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't check the car. And when I lived in New York, I used to be so good about whenever I'd get out of a cab or an Uber, I'd look back at the seat and make sure I didn't leave anything. So I have to get back in that routine, and I'm trying to take a positive out of a negative situation. But when getting out of a car, I'll check my stuff, and then I want my wallet back. I have
We're
to
gonna
on a plane
find it.
Today.
You were such a good friend yesterday for us to go as far as we did on a Sunday in the middle of the afternoon.
Any day for our little Jill.
Of course, but I'm like, no good deed goes
unpunished.
Sure.
No, I lost my wallet. But anyways, I'm going to find it back. But I will say this. I'm curious what you guys think. Is it a bigger pain in the ass to lose your wallet or your phone? I can argue both sides, because the phone nowadays, iCloud, you just go get a new one and then
deactivate.
It's like everything's up and running.
Yeah.
But the wallet, we're still having to reorder the cards and the this, the that. I don't know. They're equally annoying, but.
But you gave American Express a shout out because they were very, very helpful. And what else?
Thank you. American Express, I understand if you want to revoke this privilege that you, unbeknownst to you, gave me. Do you know on the phone today when I called them? They're unbelievable. American Express is freaking like my Delta when it comes to credit cards. They are just like immediately like your new card will be there tomorrow. Da 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 da. No problem.
Great.
The guy ends the phone call and says, "Thank you for being a loyal customer for the last 42 years." And I'm like, "What? 42 years? Well, I have a picture of my card in my phone for like when I don't know sent someone to buy something. It says on the front of the card." Customer or whatever, client since 82. They messed up. They put my birth date as when I've been a member of American Express. So American Express thinks that I've been a member with them for 42 years.
Maybe he was just looking at your birth date.
No, sis. I went and looked at my card that I have a picture of.
And they said that too?
Member since on the front of the card. When you go look at your Amex, it says member since yours will probably say 2000 or whatever, 98. 82. I got my card at birth. 42 years, loyal customer. No wonder they're shipping the card in 24 hours.
You're getting
I'm surprised the guy's not
lounge,
here now.
Centurion. Wow.
Probably the amount of money I spent on it. Well, maybe now I can't spend money. So this is a good thing. Ooh. Anyways, thank you, American Express, for being wonderful.
Very helpful.
All right. I had a big traumatic week. Aside from losing my wallet, I want to give a shout out. A lot of shout outs here.
Sure.
To veterinarians. I'm going to become a vet. So at the ranch, had a little bit of a scare. My sweet Simba, I went to like take his collar off because it was like smelled gross and was like looking dingy. Underneath the collar, massive hole. Like the dude had a tracheotomy.
Aww.
I'm thinking a coyote has gotten to his neck. Something's happened. Rush him to the vet. Now I'm in the middle of nowhere at this ranch. So the vet is not like 5 minutes away. The vet is an hour and a half away.
Oh my God.
Trying to get a 150-pound dog in the car. And this sweet dog of mine
that's been rescued
that I just got from the pound, I'm putting him back in the car and he's thinking to himself, oh my God, she's probably taking me back. He's thrown up. He's shit on himself because he's so terrified. Aww. Poor thing. So I finally get him in the car and I take him to the vet and I don't have an appointment, obviously. It's an emergency. God love the vets. I pull up and they're like, okay, is it an emergency? I'm like, yeah. And I proceed to sit in the parking lot for the next 45 minutes. If this is an emergency, can you like get me in here? Like the poor dog is just like sitting there. And it's like, I get it. We have other animals. But like the whole idea of like the urgency behind things, it's they're all backed up. I need to become a veterinarian. There is always going to be a need.
I'd be so sad. I don't understand how they love animals so much, but I just don't understand how they can put away their, like, I don't know. I'd be, like, laying on the table
I couldn't work. I couldn't work at a children's hospital or be a vet. But I got to say this. The vets, and I know that there, you know, there's some good ones out there. There's some bad ones as well. If you tell me that I have to pay $45,000 to save this dog, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
It could be the biggest racket out there. And I'm like,
totally.
And then they're like, we need to do this. We need this. He's got the deworming. He's got the this. And I'm like, yep. There's nothing I'm going to say no to.
Now you can't give them your credit card.
When I had a credit card, I give it to them. Yeah. Would you like to use the card on file?
Yes, I would like to use the card. But yeah, the vet, I'm like, oh my God, A, we need more of them because you guys are saints. And B, you can charge me whatever you want. I won't know. It's like going to a mechanic. Hey, we're going to need to fix this on your car. I won't know. Anyways, he's okay. But thank God for
I know. I was very worried. The old hole in the neck, you know, doesn't sit well with anyone.
I know.
I want to give a shout out to somebody too. And then let's get to our headlines because they're actually really good. So we've discussed this before. The Dove Bar.
Yeah.
The white soap Dove Bar. Just simple, came to the rescue again. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, who is a mother of four, two hockey players. Her husband was a hockey player. This came into my life. The Dove Bar, and Dove, if you'd like to sponsor Calm Down, we won't calm down. We would be so excited. I love Dove. The Dove Bar is as good as a Tide stick or a Shout stick, anything like that. It gets up puke, blood, bathroom stains. Wine stains. Stains on your runner. You want to know how? This is how I know. My girlfriend was visiting us, and it was actually our anniversary. My husband, instead of jewelry, gives me a signed jersey from a player I love very, very much. I was crying. I was so excited. So don't have cute. To get this girl diamonds. Just get her an autographed jersey. As we're looking at it, there's blood on it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is game worn. This is fucking huge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jared's thumb was bleeding. So he's like, oh my God, oh my God. Our girlfriend, June, grabs a white Dove bar. She puts it on there. She gets it out. It's great. I just found a top that I wore for the Taylor Swift game when she came to Kansas City for the Bears-KC game. That was probably week 5. I got it dry clean. There was makeup on it. I don't even want to tell you the stupid amount of money I paid on that friggin' tank top, but I did. And I'm like, oh my God, is this now ruined? I just took a Dove bar before the old Calm Down podcast. I got the stain out.
You did?
Dry cleaning couldn't. I did.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because I spend too much money on white t-shirts because all I wear is t-shirts.
Yeah.
And the makeup won't come out of it. And I washed it twice and bleached it. And I'm like, yo, what kind of makeup am I wearing that like won't come out and dilute?
Korean skincare makeup.
Well, I know. I won't need makeup if I use that. Now, are we using the Dove bar wet or dry? Like,
wet the surface a little and then use it as an eraser, but you only need a little amount. I know who I'm talking to. Tanning bottle, like tanning drops, you put the whole thing in your hand and you put it on. Oh, no.
Well, shocker.
Just do a little tiny, tiny bit, then get a wet cloth, wipe it off. My makeup stain on that stupid expensive top is gone.
Dove bar to the rescue.
It made me in such a great mood.
Here's the synergy, which that makes me happy. It's synergy here of Dove bar and Korean skincare.
What?
Faith Hill, who I have loved ever since the
Just Breathe.
Breathe, her rolling around in the white sheet and that long flowy hair. She is someone that
How
I've
do
been
not
told.
Get turned on?
Just you don't need a romance novel. Just watch that video.
No,
she just uses Dove. Now, this is what I've been told. Maybe this has changed, but at the beginning or a few years ago, I was told that because I'm like, God, I just love her so much. And someone told me who knows her very well. Doesn't do anything skincare wise, just uses soap, Dove soap, like on her face. And I was like, of course she does. And she looks incredible.
Great.
The little moisturizer and the day is done. I'm busy. I mean, we're busy downtown LA looking for the next, you know, fountain of youth. But maybe they all work just for different skin types. But yeah, Dove to the rescue.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Erin, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me, floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember, Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/giftfinder.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of soap, this leads into the headline. God, it's all just coming together. I like when that happens. See, I can host. Just kidding. I've tried. It didn't go well.
Dr. Veal's
mind-blowing health tip you should do to your toothbrush nightly. On TikTok, see, Dr. Joe Whittington, every single night you should be washing your toothbrush bristles. Wow. With soap and water.
What?
Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth, I've heard this, may be linked to cardiovascular health, including the development of heart failure. And I'll let you take that next word.
Alchemy. I don't have the headline up.
Atrial fibrillation? Can I get
cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. Here's my thing on that. So I have the Sonicare toothbrush.
Same. Okay. Wow.
How often are you changing that bristle head?
I'm supposed to do it when the blue goes down, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I need to change it before we go away.
I need to know how Ugh. Often I should be changing this. But what I do, I don't wash it with soap and water, but I guess I need to now because that like grosses me out that I haven't been doing it. But after I brush my teeth, I will wipe the bristle head on the towel, like on the hand towel, so it doesn't stay wet.
But then hand towels have a lot of bacteria on them.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Because I just don't want it sitting there wet.
Wave it in the wind?
I'm so grossed out. Like, my toilet is not near the counter. I'm so
flushing it.
I'm so grossed out when I think about, like, different bathrooms or hotel bathrooms or things that we're in. When that toothbrush is sitting on that counter and you flush the toilet and, I mean... What?
Spews. Yeah.
Spew. I'm going to spew thinking about it. And I've got to be honest, I'm not carrying that little plastic cover thing on it. I lose that the first week. That thing's not staying on it.
I know. And mine's just rolling around in the old
Dobkin.
Whatever it's called.
Dobkin. This one's still saying Dobkin. Dobkin. I'm going to get you a Dobkin that says Dobkin on it. Fine. All right. Next headline. I don't have a solution to what we should do about that, but I guess I'm going to start washing it with soap and water.
Yeah. And stop putting it on your hand towel because that has a lot of bacteria on it.
Well, yours is going to mold because it's wet. Oh, what? No,
this
I have something to tell you.
What?
While I was busy losing my wallet in the car last night and we were getting into our deep conversations about Taylor Swift and being good friends, you've got to take off your active on social media.
I don't know how.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. I know.
Oh my God, I'm on right now. How do we do it?
Okay. Well, I don't know the steps. We'll do it when we get off. Here's the announcement. So... it all started when I was in the nail salon yesterday. And I said to Erin, or I said to Lynn, I go, why don't need to know what Kim, whoever Smith is paying you for nails? And she goes, oh, you can see that. And I'm like, yeah, if you're Venmo, I have a big thing with this. I don't want to know that like Jen paid $5 for nachos. Like take your Venmo and put that thing on private.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, I said to Aaron, I was like, we got to also get you off the social media active thing. It says Aaron Andrews active 5 minutes ago, or it has a little green dot that says when you're on. So if you don't answer my call, I know it's because you're busy scrolling. And so I have to, you're completely outing yourself that it tells everyone when you're active on there. So
well,
I'm not
hiding from anyone.
I know you're not hiding, but I don't want to know. I don't want people to know if I'm scrolling, and I don't want them to judge how long I'm scrolling or if I was scrolling 5 minutes ago. Or if,
you know what? You know? If you're going to judge me on that, I've been judged pretty much since I was 22 years old. Okay. You know what? Then I got a song about that. Judge me, you know? And I'm going to put that on the Tortured Poets Society.
I'm looking out for you. So I'm gonna
I
get
love
you,
but it's ruining my life. What a line. Wow.
Active.
And I love she had Post Malone on it. Sorry. Okay. We got to figure out how to like.
Carl Malone.
Did I say what I say?
Post Malone.
Oh, Malone. Sorry. Maybe. I know I don't finish my words. Yeah. Okay. We need to fix that.
Okay. So here's a PSA, everybody. Check to see if your settings on Venmo or on Instagram are active. If you want everyone to know what you're spending money on, that's fine. If you want people to know you're active on Instagram, that's fine too. I'm just
letting
you know.
I lie on my emojis though. I just put a heart so I don't tell people that it is for tacos. I just put a heart.
Oh, okay. Well, my picture is Gigi Hadid. I'm really fooling everyone out there, okay? But I'm just going to tell you, it's like my version of red receipts. I'm just out there looking out for you because I know, and Steve has a few chats with people right now and he's not letting them know that their red receipts are on. And he's like, I'm never going to tell him because then, you know, he thinks that he's getting some intel.
Well, you know red what receipts. I'm going to tell Steve?
I will always
thank
tell you.
Thank you.
Your Gracias. Red receipts are on. Anyways, okay, going back to our original thing, you have something to tell me before I shocked you with your activity? You forgot.
I forgot.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the headlines. They're really good.
Okay, next headline. This restaurant
I remembered what it was. It's what? About skincare. Oh, but I Jesus. Don't want to say it because I'm paying for it and I would like them to gift us or sponsor our podcast. I've started to use these clean skincare sheets to wash my face and take off makeup because they're biodegradable because face cloths, washcloths are so
gross.
Dirty.
They're so gross. I know. You know what, actually, and I have a thing about having a hand towel in a bathroom now because you're the one that taught me to have the paper ones. I can't do it in all the bathrooms but like in a guest bathroom, the hand towel is kind of dingy.
Yeah.
I know.
And your hand smells like it. It's the whole thing. Yeah.
So what are you doing with these? Do you want to say the name of them or no, you don't?
Yeah, I think I just did. Hold on. They're great. They're sheets and like they're, hold on, Clean Skin Club. They're biodegradable sheets. And that's what I wash my face with, like
clean
to get off the crack.
Skin Club. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing when you wash your face and then you use one of those and you're like, there's still this much on there?
And I can't
mine's
get
on
it
my
off.
T-shirt, apparently. Okay. Well, I can't wait to... Can you make me a list of the things that you've been buying off TikTok that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Okay. This restaurant... This is why you're active. This is why... You're busy. You're working. This restaurant gives a free bottle of wine, but you have to give up your phone.
Love it.
This. Al Condominio. Is that your name? Well, great. Which opened in the northern city of Verona in March, offers a free bottle of wine to customers who hand... in their phones before meals. Technology is becoming a problem. There's no need to look at your phone every 5 seconds. Well, right now I'm waiting for an Uber call. But for many people, it's like a drug. This way they have an opportunity to put it. Oh my God, I love that. Put it aside and drink wine. I think that's a fantastic thing. You know what I've been doing with Steve? When we sit down and we eat, I take the phone, other side of the counter. You don't need it. There's nothing that important. If you're doing
it's
something
so
with
true.
Work, that's fine. But if you're not, let's be present in the conversation because what happens, it's like, then you start talking and it's like, oh, let me look at that thing on my phone and let me show you on my phone. No, let's be able to have a conversation that isn't just about referencing something on our phone or show you this or show you that. Like, let's work on our communication. I love that. Where is this? Verona? Is this in Italy?
Nice.
Stupid.
All right, here's a good one you like. Living with a stranger is essential to preparing young people for the world. It's an important part of learning to get along, the get-along gang. In recent years, some schools have pulled back the practice. Many have adopted systems that give students far more control over the process. So basically, some places they're allowing freshmen to actually pick their roommates. Listen, I would run out of good material if I had picked my roommate.
Tell me.
Crazy.
Tell me. Go.
Crazy.
Go. So it was mine. I had to get out. I had to join a sorority and I wasn't even in the sorority.
I had mono. First year in college, had mono.
Oh, hey, girl.
And hey, girl.
Busy.
Sig up. Had mono really bad in strep. It was the whole thing. My dad, of course, had to bring me home. And we wrote her a note. And we were like, hey, just a heads up. Like, I was sick. I had to go home. And she writes me a note. No problem. Do you mind if I borrow some of your makeup?
Well, it was probably good makeup. It was probably good makeup. Korean skincare.
Yeah.
Great makeup. I'm not into you borrowing the makeup, though. If you start using the brushes.
When I had mono.
Yeah, that's weird. That's like people that like sometimes use your mascara and it's like, oh, have we had a pink eye? Are we, is an eye infection? I don't think we should be sharing that.
Let's ask Jamie makeup what she thinks of that. No.
No. My room, when I transferred up to Santa Barbara, because I had went to community college for the first 2 years, got my residency. We get it. Transfer in. Why transfer in as a 21-year-old into college?
Hey, girl.
And my roommate is an 18-year-old that doesn't speak English. And it's like, I was like, okay, this is good for me. Like, this is going to be great. I'm going to learn a lot about her and her culture and, you know, just really try to acclimate myself into this whole college life. That lasted 5 minutes. She would cook food in this small dormitory that smelled so bad. And I'm like, come on. No. And so I had to join a sorority, which I didn't want to be in a sorority because I'm not a sorority gal. No offense. You are. Go team, go. And I luckily was able to rent a room in this sorority that I didn't even have to join, but like I could rent the room out and then like still be friends with these girls, but didn't have to do all the things. I had to get out of that. I'm sorry. I can't. 21-year-old with an 18-year-old and like the smell of
the
food.
How'd she cook food in her room?
Had a microwave. And I'm like, I'm on the top bunk. And it's like, I'm too old for this. If I can go to if I'm a bartender and I can drink, I can't be on a bunk bed.
Yeah.
No, I'm out.
21 in a top bunk, huh?
Oh, God. I do think it's really good, though, to throw yourself into those situations where you don't know people. Now, it's going to be a disaster, but could be great.
Yeah.
I got to go find out how I'm going to get on this airplane without a wallet.
You can do passport. Trip.
I can do passport?
Yeah. I feel so bad. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house. And I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.